Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with three members of the Washington speech team, Levi Applegate, Charlotte Windmill, and Michaela Matheson, about their Division I ratings. I know you're all part of the speech team, which is super exciting. Can you tell me what events you're doing with speech?
I am doing musical theater and improv.
I'm also doing musical theater, and I'm doing choral reading.
And I'm doing improv.
Were you guys part of the Division I scores that I read about? I was excited?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
How was that? How was that competition and that process getting that Division I?
It was really good. Almost all of our events that came from our school got a Division I.
Yeah, it was very nice to be able to be like, we put all this work into something and then find out that people are recognizing that we did really well and that we worked really hard. So yeah, it was a very nice feeling.
Like, this was our first performance in front of other people that weren't our peers and stuff. So it was really nice to get an outside look from other people.
And what was your favorite part about competition day?
Looking at our scores and finding out we got a Division I rating.
Certainly not getting up at 5:40 a.m., but yeah, it was worth it.
Yeah. Meeting a lot of people from other schools was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to see those people that often. So.
And were you able to sit in and watch other people perform, too?
I didn't do it before my event because I'm too scared to do that. So I watched my friends' events and stuff, but I wasn't actively looking at it.
Yeah, that's what we mostly did. We just watched performances from our schools, not anyone else's.
Yeah, in support.
Yes.
Very good. How long had you been rehearsing for this?
I think since November or December.
Yeah. At least that. Yeah.
Improv started right away.
Yeah.
So can you tell me the process of that, if people that might not know? How do you rehearse for improv?
Levi, was this your first year too?
No, this is second.
Okay, well, first year, I was scared to do it at first, but it ended up being really fun, and Brett just gives us these prompts, and it'll be kind of like a mock performance, and so going into the performance, it was literally what we've been doing in practice the whole time, and he also has like games to simulate our brain and get it in the right mode.
Yeah, and to add on to that, the prompts can either be a situation or just a sentence, like, this is ridiculous, or you look stupid, something like
that.
Can
you hold this for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And how do you rehearse for your other events, then?
For musical theater, it's very similar to just, like, an actual, like, musical that you would rehearse for, so just kind of showing up, first learning the music and kind of just figuring out like what your lines are and stuff, and then later on adding choreography and combining those two, and then eventually you just kind of get to like doing full run-throughs, and then each time it gets better and better. So
yeah, and this time we did it all by ear instead of by script for the first performance.
Yes.
No pressure. But that's where rehearsals help, right?
Yeah.
And then you said you also do choral reading. Can you tell me what that is, first of all?
Yes. So it's I like to describe it as like almost slam poetry, and you're given a script to like hold with you while you're doing it. It's not like you have to memorize anything like totally in your head. It is a lot of like spoken word and like saying certain things with like emphasis or using different like techniques to kind of get a point across. Our theme was ferocious and fragile femininity, so it was kind of a collection of like feminist or anti-feminist like speeches and poems and stuff, and a lot of it was kind of similar actually to like musical theater. We first learned, we like read through it just like sitting down, and then we slowly kind of blocked out like the moves and how we're going to say certain things and how we're going to kind of act with other people in our group. So similar but not.
Very so. Cool. And I know you guys have a showcase coming up, so can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes.
It is this Thursday at 7 p.m. in the auditorium.
Yeah.
It gives us a bigger budget for the musical that's coming up.
Very good. Even more reason to go.
Yes.
And then, so you got Division I rating, so will you be moving on then?
Yes.
Very
good.
To state.
Which will be Cedar Rapids.
On the 4th of February.
Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Should be easy to remember.
Yes.
Maybe. Very good. Well, I look forward to hearing all about that. I'm sure you guys will do awesome.
Thank you
so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
No problem.
That was Levi Applegate, Charlotte Windmill, and Michaela Matheson joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about their speech team's Division I ratings. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.